Roll.
Blog Talk Radio.
Never caught a case, the cops had a chase. Never seen my face, cause I move around without a sound. Ask you where I'm from. Yeah, that boogie down.
Ain't no time telling when you start sweating and your name's mentioned. This is for the record, that guy that cuss. No pass stepping, you don't bother me. I stay rapping, I'm hood to hood, block to block, fly guys and I never stop. From the bottom, but I'm on the top. That guy that cuss, my people why? Who's talking, that guy that cuss? Talking and talking, that guy that cuss. Yeah, who's talking, that guy that cuss? Talking and talking, that guy that cuss. Yeah.
Talking
and
talking,
that
got
the
cuss. Talking and talking, that got the cuss. Talking and talking, that got the cuss. Record radio, and we in the building. Right. We on 7 days a week. Come and catch a feeling. You can get to know us. We over here building. Smoking got the cuss, bruh. That's the way you live in the control room. 6 p.m. Wednesdays. That's West Coast time, so pimp bring a feeling.
They got
over back,
boy,
you know we steady smoking good. When I'm in my old school, I'm gripping on the wood. 412, seems you know we bumping guys are good. Presidential 43, call it Mr. Bruce.
That's right.
You ain't smoking guys are cuss, you ain't smoking good.
Bullshit.
The best newest strand out, get you some.
Yeah.
The plug in the triggers growing on the Northwest. With your chest, we got some good growers.
Nah,
we got the best.
THC
low, 50%, nothing less.
Right.
So when you take a pull, it's hard to keep it in your chest.
Even
a true smoker couldn't keep it in his chest.
Just
an instant high, and it's bringing good vibes. Smoking like a chief, I'm coming with that king tribe. Meditation with the urban, then you make your move. Next move, best move, you always keep it smooth. Be that good shit,
right.
The one and true kush. I am him, I am less
me.
So you getting high, oh you could believe it. Gaza kush tour coming, I could feed it. So you getting high, oh you could believe it. Gaza kush tour coming, I could feed it. Let's get it, nigga. Gaza kush. Coming to a weed store near you. Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah. Gaza Kush, come on.
Man, was that Gaza Kush? Man, that was a dope-ass song, man. I don't know who did that, but whoever did that song, that shit need to be heard all across the globe. I mean, all across the globe. I mean, everybody, their mama, their grandmama, need to hear that guy's a cuss, because I know everybody, their mama and their grandmamas and their grandpas smoke some weed. So who ain't gonna wanna know about some new guys and clips? Who ain't gonna wanna smoke some new strands? Man, I'm listen. It's coming. Y'all stay tuned. King Kush Money, Fly Gaza, right here, only here, right here on this station, man. 7 days a week for the record radio. We in the building, man. This is what we do. We do it. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're gonna do right now. Understand this. We got a special guest in the building. I Am That I Am is back in the building. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player, West Coast stand-up. Let's get it. But before we bring her on, we're going to go ahead and play one of her songs. And I think the song that I want to hear, Are You Ready? Fly Gaza, play that song for me right quick. King Kush Money, the control room. Let's get it.
Yeah, come on. Just want to know, baby. Tell me.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I don't even know how to love you just the way you want me to.
I'm ready to love. Yes, I'm ready to love. Fall in love. Ooh, you already know what it is, man. Shout out to that song right there. Man, oh, man, oh, man. R&B, R&B. Definitely soul child. I am that I am. She's very versatile as well. So shout out to my sister, man, coming over there all the way from West Coast, California. Mr. Boss Player, shout out to him. You know what I mean? He definitely holds us down. He does his thing, man. So shout out to the brother. And without further ado, let's go ahead and give a round of applause for our special guest tonight. I am that I am. What's going on with you?
Hey! Wow, what a dramatic entrance. I love it. I love it. I feel special.
Hey, I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to you, man. The song is definitely dope. We had you on the radio several weeks ago, and we played that there as well. So it's definitely good to hear it again. It just reminds me of, you know, back in the day of how R&B began. Wouldn't you agree?
True. Yeah. I mean, it's timeless music, you know?
Timeless music. Ooh.
Yeah.
There it go right there. You said it. Timeless music. Real talk, man. That is definitely that. But you don't only got that. You got different styles and all that. Why don't you speak on the different kind of styles that you bring to the table?
Oh, boy. I don't know where to begin. Like, I'm going to start this off. Man, I can't explain it. It's a definite gift from God. I don't know. That's the only thing I could say.
Right.
Because
I
could be soft and I could be hard and I could be gentle and I could be mean and I could be mad.
All emotions, like a chameleon. You know, you sing and you also be doing some rapping too, right?
Right, correct. I could do some soft rap and I could do some gangster rap. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? No, that's what it is right there, man.
When I say gangster, I don't mean like, when I say gangster, I mean like, no, I don't mean like gang banging type rap. I'm talking about that, like, the tone of my voice. That's what I mean. And on a hip hop, like West Coast hard type beat. That's what I mean by gangster rap. I don't mean like gang banging, nothing like that. Don't get me wrong. The delivery, what I mean. Like the tone, my approach.
Approach, definitely.
I don't know if that
and
makes
you definitely
sense.
Do that. It makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, because somebody could see like a dope ride, right? Like a real nice ride with some Dayton's on it or something with a candy paint, you know. And you just see it riding down the street. You just look at it like, yo, that's gangster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right,
definitely.
Right.
So I can understand where you're coming from, most definitely. You know, so why don't you go ahead and give the people your social media? How can they find your songs? Like, can they find you?
Well, my album hasn't been released yet, so they can't find me. I'm sorry to say that.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We can't find I Am That I Am yet.
My album is still in development. I have 10 complete songs, so I'm working on 2 more to make it a complete album. Yeah, so that's what's going on right now. But I'm 10 songs down. You know, I have 10 out the way, so I'm two songs close to the finish line.
Man, that's gangster right there. Hey, so ladies and gentlemen, y'all get ready. Y'all want to hear more timeless music? That's gonna be the title of today's show, timeless music. So if y'all want to hear some more timeless music from this sister right here, definitely, man, be patient. It's coming. She says she 10 tracks down. Your caller, stay right there. Don't hang up. We're gonna get to y'all. She 10 songs down. You know what I'm saying? So my sister ain't playing around. So we're going to go ahead and jump into some callers, actually, while we actually at it. Yo, y'all need to, come holler at my sister right here, man. Call us up right now, 929-477-2425. Let's get it. Next call on the line. Let's go. Hello?
Hello?
First call on the line.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hello? You
Hello?
On the road?
Hello?
On the record? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
we can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Is it me? Am I on the radio?
Yeah, I think you're, yes, you are on the radio, sir. I think you're, but you're kind of sound a little far back.
Oh, yeah, I was on my speakerphone.
Hello? Dr. Ill, what's up, Doc? Dr. Ill.
I can't hear y'all. What's up? This is Dr. Ill. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Dr. Ill,
I hear
what's
you
going on?
I hear you fine. What's going on? I'm calling in to support my own girl.
What's up, Dr. Ill? He's calling from Cleveland, y'all. What's up?
What's going on?
Cleveland, how's
man,
the
just,
how y'all doing? I'm loving it.
We just chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm doing
Who
pretty good,
that?
Man. I can't got no complaints. Oh. That's doctor.
Okay. Still looking out, Doc.
Real talk.
What's going on? I'm loving that song. You know, I've been heard your music for over 20 years, and you should have been out here on that mainstream level.
You know how life is. You know, you do business with wrong people and they set you back, you know? So you know how it works. Cutthroat. Just a cutthroat.
Yeah, I do know that story. I do know that story.
Yeah, it's a cutthroat.
You ain't gave up. That's what's gonna make you succeed. You ain't giving up though. You ain't gave up not once.
Considering I
not have seen your story.
Yeah, that's true. The strongest will survive, you feel me?
Yeah, most definitely.
Consider my career.
Hey, yo, check this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Check this out right quick. I got one question for y'all. For my brother, Dr. Ill, thank you for calling in, man, and showing your love and support. I am that I am. I got one question for you. You ready? You know this song right here?
I'm ready. Are you ready? You gotta shake it off. Throw your hands in the air and shake the devil off here.
And that's how I do in my decimal tone right there. That's what I told my Jason was. You get mad and you just like, you want to go hard.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and, why don't you go ahead and introduce your song to the world?
That song you guys just heard is called Shake the Devil Off. And I'm pretty sure everyone has experienced the devil on their shoulder. It could be a person, it could be a spirit, or it could be just life itself. You got to shake that thing off and keep going. The strongest will survive out here in these streets of L.A., all over the world, period. So basically that's what it is. And while you're struggling and you're shaking the devil off, you got to praise God at the same time. Because the devil hates that. The devil don't like you happy when it's and when you're in a bad situation. You ready? I'm ready.
Man, let's go ahead and get it, man. Appreciate
I'm ready.
Yo, go ahead.
Are you ready?
You gotta shake it off.
Throw your hands in the air and shake the devil off here. Shake, shake, shake the devil off.
Man, that's what it is. Shout out to I Am That I Am right here in the building with that track.
Hey, that right there, man, he's gonna get up and do something, you know.
I'm trying to tell you, that's definitely something that I can go to the gym, you know, and, you know, work out at, and, you know what I mean, get up, clean my house or something like that, you know.
You can even bump that in the club.
You can bump it. I can see it bumping in the club, you know what I'm saying? They go ahead and little gossip club if they got those.
No, I'm talking about a regular club, just like you did Kirk Franklin and Stump. They was playing Kirk Franklin songs too in the club.
But I said, I didn't know. I thought I was going to hear Kirk Franklin on that track right there. I was waiting for him to pull up.
Al.
Real talk, man. Shout out to you, though, man. You definitely did your thing. I've actually done one gospel song before years ago, and well, actually, my music too is almost like I could say it's gospel in a sense, you know. Like, I got an album out right now that I did, or LP that I did, that's out on iTunes right now, Warriors Music. Y'all can go cop that, pick that up right now, support your boy. But anyway, so that whole LP that I've done has no cuss words on it. I didn't mention the word nigga. And
okay.
I just wanted to show something different. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I was just telling the life story, and I was also speaking about God as well. So I would kind of say too as well that my music is kind of gospel. So I think we got to get a track in.
I'm definitely down for that. But, you know, I won't consider my album gospel because when you say gospel, it just classifies you as a Christian. And I'm more of a universal type person. Yeah, I won't consider my music gospel.
I feel that.
I would say alternative or somewhere. Inspirational. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, inspirational. I like that. My music is inspirational. There we go.
Yeah. Music with substance. You feel me?
Right. Cause I feel what you're saying. Because if you say gospel, then I mean everything you say, do, has to be gospel. Because you basically label yourself as a Christian in that format.
Right.
So, but if you label yourself as inspirational, you can come at different levels, and just
exactly.
long as you're inspiring the people.
Is that part exactly?
We'll talk, man. We'll talk. So, call or stay right there. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We got I Am That I Am in a building coming all the way from California, West Side. That is. We're going to jump right into another caller of tonight. Next caller, state your name and where you from.
Hey again, Gush. This is Ellie. I Am That I Am. This is Paul Mash. How you guys doing tonight?
Paul Mash, what is going on?
My goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Paul Mash.
Yeah, I know who she is. I interviewed her a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah, it was back in April, I believe.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. I know it was in the last few months sometime.
Yeah.
It was a pretty awesome interview, too, and I think she enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty. I think I need to work on my interviews more better to get directly to answering the proper questions correctly. But, you know.
Well, I thought you were awesome at it. I Am Than I Am.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that, too.
Tony, how can they find that interview?
Huh? I'm sorry?
How can they find that interview of you interviewing I Am That I Am? How can the people watch it?
Yeah, you'll have to check it out, Kush. It's a pretty good interview.
Is it on your YouTube page?
It's on YouTube.
Page or YouTube?
Yeah, it's on his YouTube page. I don't know your YouTube page by heart. I'm sorry. You might want to say that, Paul.
Paulie, what's your YouTube page? Let the people know how they can find your YouTube page, Paulie.
What did you say, Kush?
What is your YouTube page,
He wants
page,
you to tell the
brother.
People who's listening. Go ahead.
Paul Mash, ladies and gentlemen, he has a TV show that he does on YouTube, and I don't know the link. Paulie, do you know the link to your YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's called Paul Mash TV.
Paul Mash TV. A-TV. A-TV. That's Paulie. Mash right there, man. That's where he at.
Yeah, something like that.
There it goes, Paulie. Shout out to Paul Mash TV, man. I apologize to you, my brother. I still have yet to get that interview with you. I know I did say like a week or two ago who was going to do it on one Friday. We still going to get that interview in. You know you family. You got my Facebook page. We always communicate, so we're going to get it done.
Yeah, no problem, Chris. Just inbox me on Facebook when you're ready. I'll be glad to work it in when you're ready.
No, I appreciate you, my brother. You already know. And you already had did an interview with I Am That I Am here as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, and obviously I interviewed you one time before, too, and Flock Gaza twice. And I interviewed
right.
a couple other here on For the Record Radio, so I've interviewed several over there.
Man, Flock Gaza is holding the title right now. He got you twice. Okay, all right, I gotta pull up. Okay. Paulie, we're going to get our interview really soon. I don't know what song we're going to play. I'm going to have to talk to Flock Gaza about that, though. And questions. Do you have any questions for my guest tonight?
Well, since I already interviewed her, I think I had all the questions I had for her.
That was a good one.
Oh, my goodness, Paulie, you ain't right. Paulie, that was your show. This is my show.
Well, it's my show now, damn it. Oh, it's a good
uh-oh. That was a guest move right
oh,
there.
Oh, my God. Now that was gangster, right?
Yeah, he went gangster on
you. Oh, man. Shout out to you, Paulie, man. It's always good, man, for you calling in. You always show love to For the Record Radio, man. We appreciate you over here. You show love 7 days a week. You definitely take care of the guests that we have here as well. So salute to you. More power, man. And I know you got a request.
Yeah, I guess I'll play, let me see here. I can't think of anything right now.
Why are you doing like that? Put him on the spot. Why are you doing like that? He wasn't ready.
Well, why don't you play Skip of the Rapper? I like her. So.
Ooh, Skip of the Rapper. I did have her on as a guest as well. Shout out to Skip of the Rapper. Shout out to
Yeah, of course I interviewed her as well. So.
Yeah, me and you both did. And I think I'm the reason of that.
Ooh, no tit for tat today. I am interview. No tit for tat, you guys. That's on your turn.
Hey, all right. Yeah, that's right.
Let's stay focused.
Yo, all good vibes here on the control, man. Control, I can't even say on the control room, man. Thank y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to Paul Bass and your Flock Gaza, man. Let's go ahead and make it wet.
Okay, see you two later.
Yeah.
I'ma
make you wet. Hey, Skipper, Mr. Pete, that's a heat. Gonna do the shit once again, yeah. I'ma make you wet, ayy.
Yeah.
I'ma make you wet, make it wet. Make you pussy come like a turbo jet set. I'ma make you wet, make it wet. I'ma make you wet, make it wet. Make it squirt, squirt, squirt like a fire jet.
Yeah.
Make it say, ah, oh, come and love it when I make you wet, yeah. Make it wet.
Yeah.
I'ma bend you over, bend you over.
Yeah.
Make your legs spread, yeah. Make your legs spread. Catch your toes laid out on the bed. Like I'll see a TV and J spread out. I shower so red. I'll take you from the back, yeah. From the back. Get a grip, get a
get inebriated, knock this bottle to the ground. We gon' do it extra big for our exes not around. Your titties extra big and your booty super round. And she say she go both ways, so you know it's going down. When it comes to sex and girls, I can even pull a few from Skip for St. Louis Brian pumping. I've been practicing all winter. Finish all that pussy out, and girl, your body is my dinner. I'ma make it hella hard for you to backtrack to your nigga damn. Ladies love who JMC, they got me on my cool jerk. Old girl could be straight up lies on she eating too, sir. I ain't got no problem with his fucking buddy views, eh? Don't go strolling through my HTC for pussy, you ain't it. Rated R, D on hard, P on wet, and we retard. Got every neighbor in the complex know what the fuck we are. If you ain't on ratchet status, fall back, smoke a Reggie,
okay.
Cause I came to make it wet, and I ain't leaving till the job's done.
I'm gonna make that pussy wet. Tay Taylor's the best, still rapping that West, cashing in on them checks. Skipper on this track, JMC spitting it too. Tay Taylor came to do what the fuck I came to do. Oh, and let's get that pussy wet. I'ma get that pussy wet, yeah. You can call me number one, cause I get that pussy wet, 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 under the sun, what?
Yo, 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 what's going on with it, ladies and gentlemen? King Kush Money is back. I got one question for my special guest. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. What do you think about that track right there?
You don't ask me that. I was always told you have nothing nice to say. Say nothing else.
Hey.
I just hope the cast didn't think that was me. You know, I just hope they don't think that was me. That was not me.
Nah. That was Skipper the Rapper. We had her on a few, probably about a month ago. And Mr. Boss Player is hitting my line right quick. Hold on. He said, play your music. He said, all that other stuff, we don't want to hear none of that other stuff. Oh, my goodness, man. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player over there. And but, yeah, we had Skipper the Rapper on not too long ago, and she's over there. I think she's on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, cool. You gave your opinion, you know, most definitely. So, without further ado, if you
I didn't
have,
give it a opinion.
Let's go ahead and...
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that... I thought you said don't ask you that. That was all we needed to know. I mean,
why do
you know...
I don't know why... I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead. Let's move forward.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to kind of move for. I mean, music is music, and we all have our own opinions. And however people feel, and, you know, like I've always heard that there is no music out there. You know, I mean, if that's how that person who did it, they might think it's the world to them. And that's okay. You play that in your headphones. You know what I'm saying? Don't expose it to the world, you know. But then there's music, timeless music. There's great music. There is the icon. You know what I mean? So, and then matter of fact, without further ado, I wouldn't mind going ahead and hearing another one of your tracks right quick. Let me see. Dun, 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 dun. Matter of fact, what song would you like to play right now?
I'm going to win.
Ooh. I'm going to win. Hold on. Because I don't know if Flock loaded that track in.
Okay. Producer named Tone Bone on the beat.
Tone Bone on the beat. Let me see something.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we got that. Mm-hmm. I don't think he loaded that one in. But I'm going to tell you, we do got this track right here. Hold on one second. Let me play this song right here. We got this one right here. Hey. What you think of that one right there?
If you like oldies, that's another remix of the Delphonics I did.
Ooh, already, you know. So go ahead and introduce your track right quick.
Well, this song is a remake of the Delphonics, Break Your Promise. I was challenged to do this song, and it was one of my favorite songs by the Delphonics. So, hey, let the world hear what I did.
Remix. Let's get trolled. Yo, it's your man King Chris Money. We back in the building. Yo, man, that's what I'm talking about. You know what it is. Right here, the control room, you know what we do. It's about 641 or about 645. What we normally do, we allow the next caller to control the show. Now, you know, tonight we've been having some time this week here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, from I Am That I Am. So, I don't know if we're going to let y'all control. We're going to let the music control the show tonight. That's how we going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. I am that I am.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. shout out to you. Shout out to you. Definitely a dope show thus far. Wouldn't you agree?
Always. Just to be alive is dope. Just to be breathing, waking up this morning.
Man, if you want to go real deep, man, most definitely just to, you know, to be able to talk, to be able to smell, to be able to look, to be able to hear, to be able to taste, be able to wash your own clothes, you know, take your own shower, brush your own teeth, you know, the blessings. That's real dope.
Yeah.
The small things is what matters the most. The small things is what we mostly take for granted, in which we find out which is real big. Come on now, a seed, something so big was once a small seed. Can you believe that?
Yep.
Don't let me go into poetry on this thing, girl.
Hey,
you already know. Come on with it. One more time, why don't you give the people your social media, because we got about 15 minutes left for the show.
Okay. That first song that you played, Are You Ready? I just seen that live, and I posted it up on my YouTube channel about 3 days ago, I believe. So I recently changed my YouTube channel because it used to be One China Black. So it's under I Am That I Am. So you can go into the YouTube search and type in one word altogether, IAMDATIAM. And it would direct you to my YouTube channel. My Instagram, I haven't changed my Instagram name yet, so it's under One China Black. That's O-N-E-C-H-Y-N-A Black, B-L-A-C, K. And my Twitter, I don't know if I'm going to give out my Twitter, my Facebook, Facebook is my government name.
You even use Twitter?
Yeah, people still use. I use Twitter
to
like post.
But...
Twitter is only used for your thoughts. If you have like a thought you want to put out there, that's with me. That's why I use it. Like if I have an inspirational thought, I'll just put it out there. You know.
Okay.
And my Facebook
I mean,
Huh? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I was just saying that I got a Twitter and that I haven't been on it in about maybe 3-4 years. But yeah, you know, Instagram and Facebook definitely be you know, popping. We hear about that the most. But back in the day, I think Twitter is like the MySpace.
Not really. Twitter's up there with Facebook and Instagram, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They're still in competition. Twitter is not going
still
anywhere.
Doing it, all right, sister, go ahead.
Yeah, but my Facebook is under my government name, and that would be Tammy, T as in Tom, A-M-M-Y, last name is Sum, S-U-M. You can find me on Facebook. Facebook hated on me, you know, because I was under One China Black, and they was like, no. Sending your ID and your real name has to be on here. I'm like, oh, that's cold. They was hating on me.
Yeah, I know, man. They done did all that. That was crazy, man. Because I got about 5 different Facebook pages. And, you know, at first, you know, you can say your name is G, your first name G, last name M, you know. And now... Everybody is just like, nah. I mean, Facebook is like, nah, you got to have your ID. I want to take a picture of your ID. I want to make sure it's you. I'm like, man, y'all is tripping. So the only reason why
I have 5
Facebook pages. Why?
I mean, it's different situations. Like, some people can get away with having the, like, stage name versus their real name, and some people have to have their real name, and them people are the ones that's like targeted. If they have a lot of followers or if they spend too much knowledge, they're the ones they want to track down. So you know, the FBI is contracted with Facebook. So on my Facebook page, Yeah, my Facebook page and my Instagram are two different entities, like, because I spit a lot of knowledge on my Facebook page, and my Instagram is a whole lot of sexiness. I'm just going to say it like that. So it's two different entities. I want to keep it different because most people, when they have their Instagram and Facebook, they post the same thing, and it's like, that's redundant to me. So I want to kind of be different with my social media, so... Yeah, so you're not gonna find the same post on my Facebook. Two different pictures, two different videos.
As you would on your Instagram, right? Got you.
Yeah, just to keep it interesting.
That's gangster. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think you should do that. I mean, as every artist, you know, with multiple talents, should. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Why not? You know, that's Facebook is like a song. Instagram is like a song. It's like night and day, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like R&B and rap. There's different people who's attracted to that. I'm just saying. There's different people who's attracted to Facebook. There's different people who's attracted to Instagram. It's like what you're saying about Twitter. I don't really like that song, the Twitter song. But
me neither. It's like whatever.
you know what I'm saying? It's cool. But Facebook... That's like my. I got that on repeat. Instagram. That's my number two song. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So why not use those different avenues to be able to promote yourself? You know what I'm saying? And salute to you. Keep doing your thing. We got about 10 minutes left for the show. Thanks everybody for calling in. Thanks everybody for tuning in, showing your love and support. You know what your boy do every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, right here on the Florida Record Radio. Got my own show, The Troll Room. All you got to do is call in 929-477-2425. You got any businesses you want us to promote, you want to get an interview with the king, all you got to do is call that number, 929-477-2425. Now, I got one more question for you, I Am That I Am.
Go ahead.
Tell the people about this next song that we have of yours, Do For Love.
Do For Love, that song was written, I wrote that song to, I don't even know how to start off. Okay, it's a lot of young women out here
on the streets.
Yeah, it's a lot of young women out here on the streets that's selling their bodies for money because the struggle is real. And some of the women, most 85% of the girls came out of the system, like foster homes or whatever, and they got opted out at 18. When you're 18, they just put you on the street. The foster parents don't have to take care of you no more. You know, you're just 18, you're on your own. And most of them go on the streets and they become prostitutes. Yeah, and the other ones, like majority, they think they have to have sex for someone to love them, or they think they need to show their body or some type of sexual thing just to feel special or to feel wanted. And my song is like, what you want to do for love? You're out there searching for love. But you're searching for love in the wrong places, and your true love is God. And once you allow God to come in your heart, then all your void, all that heartbreak, all the disappointment will all be fulfilled. You just have to go to that one true love, and God will direct you. And that's what it's called. What you want to do for love, and God is here.
Because
one day, soon you believe. on the afternoon when he was home in 2 weeks and a day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all once again for tuning in, showing y'all love and support, man. This is what we do. We support nothing but dope independent artists. If you ain't got quality music like that, you can't get played over here on Florida Record Radio, because I already know that ain't going to be Fly Guys or Cool German. I am that I am.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. West Coast is in here. Shout out to you, man. Oh, man. About 4 minutes left for the show. Go ahead and give a shout out to the people right quick who you want to shout out. And give your social media one more time if you are your YouTube, excuse me, and then for people that missed it. And like I said, we got a few more minutes left and we got one more song to play.
Okay. Social media, my YouTube is I am that I am. That's IAMDATIAM. That's all one word. My Instagram is One China Black. I haven't changed the name yet. It's O-N-E-C-H-Y-N-A Black, B-L. And my Facebook is Tammy Sum, T-A-M-M-Y-S-U-M. Did I answer all your questions?
And who you want to shout out?
Shout out to Dr. Ill, Paul Mash, Tone Bone on the beat. King, King James out there, B-Rob, Robbie B, Suave, BP Entertainment, of course, Knucklehead Jones, and King Kush, thank you. And my bro T, TC on the line. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the song.
Oh, man. We appreciate you, man. Definitely one time for you, man. Shout out to you once again. And you know you're always welcome here on For the Record Radio. You all family, especially if you're part of BP. You know what I'm saying? So come through. You got more songs you want us to promote that you're going to go in the studio and put down. Let us know. We're going to play it right here. You know how we do it. For the Record Radio, King Kush Money. You know how we do it once again. Check me out next Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, we got my guy Semi Sanar in the building with Blackwood TV. Make sure y'all stay tuned in, locked in. That's how we do it over here on For the Record Radio, baby. Fly guys, man. We're going to play her last song right quick. Thank y'all once again, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night, and let's get it.